The region's 10 candidates for the legislature all say they want to make sure mines don't spill dangerous chemicals or minerals into rivers where fish hatch and spawn. But they differ in how they phrase their concerns and whether they first bring up environmental issues or the need for resource development. Take, for example, House District 35, which includes Sitka, Petersburg, and many southeast villages. There, Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins is running for re-election.
You've got to defend habitat and protect habitat, which sustains rural economies and salmon and fishing. And in southeast Alaska, that is especially true. And the KSM mine is a hugely concerning threat to that, just as the Pebble mine is to southwest Alaska, which, you know, I'm also feel is just not the right mine in the right place.
KSM is the Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell project under development northeast of Ketchikan. It's the most recent focus of transboundary mine critics. Christ Tompkins' opponent, Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson, takes a different approach.
The biggest thing with me is we're here for the resources, is my belief. We're in Alaska because of the logging, because of the mining, because of the fishing, because of all the different resources that we're here. If we're not taking advantage of these things in a sustainable, well-worked way, then why? What are we going to do?
Concerns focus on the safety of tailings dams, which hold back water, pollutants, and minerals left over from processing ore. Some cite a recent eastern British Columbia mine dam break, which released millions of gallons of silty water. That's an issue for Democrat George McGowan, who's trying to unseat incumbent Republican Kathy Munoz for Juneau's House District 34.
Anyone who saw the video of the Mount Polley disaster had to take a second and just think, what are we doing as a human race? How is it that we could let something like this happen?
Munoz says she shares such concerns, but she's also confident the most controversial mine, the KSM, takes Alaska's interests into account.
There's a willingness by the government, the BC government, and the developers of the KSM project, as an example, to work with the state of Alaska, and that's a good thing. That's a very positive thing and something that I very much want to see happen and continue to support happening.
Republican Tom Williams, challenging Democratic incumbent Dennis Egan in Juneau's Senate District Q, takes it a step further.
KSM, when they were looking at opening up that mine, they realized that there were going to be some issues that affected Alaska. And they came to the state DNR very early on, right up front. In fact, at the meeting, there was a representative from DNR there, and he actually applauded what KSM had done.
DNR is Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. But talks and negotiations don't always work. Egan cites the long-closed Tulsiqua Chief Mine, which Chieftain Metals tried to reopen near another transboundary river.
We formed a Taku River Users Group to try to get answers, and we had promises from the mine, from Chieftain, that they were going to do all these great things and work with the state and federal agencies. None of that happened. None of it happened. It was just they were blowing smoke.
The formal approach to addressing Alaska's concerns is through the federal government. Canada and the U.S. have a system for addressing cross-border issues, and most candidates bring that up as a way to have some influence. One is Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz, who's running in House District 36. It also includes Wrangell, Metlakatla, Heidelberg, Hyder, and Myers-Chuck.
I fully support the legislative delegation's attempts to work with the State Department and to try to encourage the Canadian officials and the British Columbia officials to do a good broad-based review of the particular project at the KSM mine, as well as some of those other mines that potentially could threaten our resources.
Ortiz is running against Ketchikan Republican Sherry Klein. She's less concerned about the mines.
Overall, when you look at how many mines are operating in BC and have operated here, it's pretty rare that there have been issues. So everything that we do, we have to look at the consequences of other industries that it could affect.
Transboundary mining is also on the agenda of Juneau incumbent Democrat Sam Keto. He's seeking to retain his House District 33 seat, which includes parts of his hometown, Haines, Skagway, and nearby cities. he wants a closer relationship with mine project owners.
They have kept us informed, or they kept the state informed, different mining companies as they move forward, but I think there might be a role for a more formal arrangement between the state of Alaska and some of these permitting operations to make sure we protect water quality and habitat.
Juneau Republican Peter Dukowitz is challenging Keto. He wants more resource development, but he says it needs strong community support.
We have to reasonably develop the state. We do need the jobs, we do need the income, but not at the cost of the environment. A mining project is a very big concern of mine.
Southeast has another legislative seat representing Senate District R. It includes Sitka and Petersburg and much of Prince of Wales Island. That's held by Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, who's not up for election this year. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.